add one note on this. It's a funny story, you know, it's sort of horrible and funny. When I was about, must have been about 7 or 8 after this tune came out, I had a dream. I had bad dreams all the time. And I dreamt that I'd gone into a boot shop, which I'd never gone into and had no idea they even existed. And, you know, a kid wanders into a boot store, kind of uncommon thing in South Santa Monica, you know, and, truly. And so I go up to the counter, and the counter man puts down this pair of boots, small men's boots, about size 7, blue, sky blue and yellow, cream yellow, and eagles, and real stacked heel-like, just incredible color, blue and yellow. He says, "These are Hank Snow's boots, Sonny." I knew at that moment that it was never going to work out right, because I already had size 7 feet and I was 8 years old. It's true, it's actually incredible. That's how you know when you're young, you know, well, you can do the best you can, but it's never going to be like that. Those boots aren't for you. It just came back to me.
Well, I'm glad you're wearing your own boots. They're just for you. You're in
them. Well, as Al Einstein once said, you got to do the best you can with what you got.
Well, we love the old bluegrass songs, as you know, as you can figure. A group called the Dillards. Yeah. Or the Darlings. And the black and white Andy Griffith fang. But we love the Dillards, Rodney and Doug, and of course it's Jane, Dean Webb, such a the Darlings, Briscoe's kids.
Boys ain't much for compliment.
Just stare at you. We know Rodney real well. He's a great friend of ours. And I said, "Rodney, can you give me that stare?" He still has it. He's still got the stare. But this is a song that they made famous. I think they may have wrote it, actually. Mitch and Rodney wrote this together. And cut it with a few groups. Do it for you. The old home place. Robin, are you
more or less ready?
Okay.